Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The next two Mishnayot will talk about people who cannot serve as judges or give testimony as witnesses, edim, in court. Mishnah says, Ve'eluhen ha-pesulin. These are the people who are not eligible to be judges or witnesses. Ha-mesahek be'kubya. Somebody who plays dice for money. He gambles. He plays games of dice. It's an empty lifestyle. There's a lack of Yirat Shamayim, people who do this. They take other people's money, and they're not contributing anything to the world. Says the Bar Tinuna over here, that people have to spend their time right, either learning Torah, doing acts of kindness, Gemilut Hasadim, working, contributing to society in some way, shape, or form. All of these things are called Yishuvo Shel Olam, helping deal with the normal circumstances in the world. You're keeping the world go round. You're contributing in some way. But gamblers, people who do this, Mesahek Bekubia, they're not contributing at all, and therefore they cannot be edim, and they also can't be judges. The Hamalve Biribit, somebody who loans money to somebody else with interest. That is a mitzvah de oraita that you're not allowed to violate. So lo ta'aseh, you can't lend money with interest, and therefore they're disqualified because we see they'll do anything for money. We can't trust these people because they'll do anything for money. Umafrihei yonim, another type of gambler, somebody who races pigeons, sort of like horse races as we know them nowadays. If they race pigeons for money, they're also ineligible, they cannot be judges or edim. Vesoharei shevi'it, somebody who do business with the produce, with the vegetables of the Shemitah year. During the seventh year, you're not allowed to use produce, vegetables that you have in your garden for business. It's yours to eat alone. You could keep it, you could eat from it alone. You can let other people take from it, but you're not allowed to sell them. This type of person violates the Torah when they are selling the perot shevi'it, and therefore we see they're willing to violate the Torah in order to make money, so they're also considered to be problematic. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon deals with this last category of Sohare Shevi'it. But Tehila, you korin otan osve Shevi'it. Originally, says Rabbi Shimon, the rabbis called these people Shevi'it gatherers, people who gather produce during the seventh year. They're disqualified even if they gather a large amount of produce and they bring it into their house, even if they don't plan on selling it. If they're doing that, it's a problem in itself. You're not allowed to gather a lot of produce. You're only allowed to take what you need for the next few days, but you can't store a lot of produce in your house. You have to leave it out there in the field for people to take. So they would disqualify even people who took too much shevi'it, too much produce into the house. But mishirabu ha'anasin, but what happened was people who were tax collectors ended up becoming very tough, and they increased. A lot of tax collectors came to the people and were pressuring them for money, and the farmers needed to take a lot of shevi'it, a lot of produce, in order to pay these taxes. So therefore, hazru likrotan sohare shevi'it, people who were merchants, people who were selling the shevi'it. They only disqualified those people who sold the produce that they gathered, but not the people who gathered in a lot to their home. We learned above that people who were gamblers, who they played with dice, and they also were pigeon racers, they were disqualified to be judges or witnesses. Here we'll qualify that halakha, and we'll say it doesn't apply across the board to all gamblers only. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ematai, when are gamblers considered to be problematic, where they can't serve as witnesses or judges, Bizman she'en lahem umanut elahi, only when they have no other job besides for gambling. But if they have another job that's not gambling, they are eligible. We said that gamblers are people who aren't contributing to the world. And if these other people, says Rabbi Yehuda, are contributing in some way, even though they shouldn't be gambling, but they're contributing in some way, we're not going to disqualify them from being judges or witnesses.